It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
What's the deal here, my friends? It's April, or it's May 18th, and it's 45 degrees. Katie Robber, what's going on?
I can't believe it's already... May is almost over, believe it
or
not.
Can you believe... Yeah.
I'm blinking, and next week is Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Which means it's already summer. I'm still back in January.
Crazy. You got a lot to do. You know, you got Chalk Fest coming up.
Yeah, we do.
And we're going to talk so much more about that. Yes. Because it's such a great partnership with the music festival this year.
Yes, we are combining them.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
But what have you got on the sheet?
So we have lots of calendar events going on this week, believe it or not. Leading up to summer. I'm just going to run it on the calendar.
Shoot.
And then we can talk about it after that.
Okay.
Monday, so today, Monday Madness at Breck Family Community Center. It's the popular vote tournament. They do this twice a month, I believe. It starts at 3 p.m. It is free for the kiddos to play. Again, over at the Breck Family Community Center. I think it's, I don't know if it's pool or
basically everything they got going
yeah,
on in there.
And then
the kids get to decide.
Is that okay? That's mm-hmm. how it's worked. Oh, yep. I really wasn't sure. So I learned something new on a Monday. Also happening over at Science School, the Marketplace for Kids. And the Chamber is actually out there volunteering right now.
You got your volunteer pin on, right?
I do. It's 8 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. And it's just a whole bunch of schools are getting together and they're having these fourth, fifth, and sixth graders learn about different types of careers. I think I was assigned to the money one.
All right. Yeah, that's why you got a big smile on your face. Yeah.
So that'll be fun. So the science school hosts all this. There's big ceremonies for these kids. And I've done it for probably 3 years or 4 years now. And the kids have a blast.
It's a great event. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. So you have lots of kids around campus today. Moving on to Wednesday. There is a new resident social, and I know that the city of Wahpeton, Christopher Freeze over at the city, is putting this on over at the Hughes Shelter in Chehinkapa Park. It's at 5 p.m., and there's a social, and then 5:30, there is going to be a presentation for all and anybody who is new to town or wants to know a little bit more about town, where you can pay your utilities and where you can, what kind of garbage services we have in town.
What a great event.
Yeah, so it's just an overall overarching information about Wahpeton.
Like a one-day welcome wagon.
It is. Yeah. It is a one-day welcome. Oh, I love that. I'm going to tell Chris to change
that. There you go. Yeah, it just popped into my head.
It's just about learning about our town. And so, again, 5 o'clock is the social, 5:30 is the presentation over at Hughes Shelter. Also happening on Wednesday, free bar bingo over at Terrace Lanes. It starts at 6:45. You must be 21 and older to play, and it's on your phone, so you don't even have to buy a dauber.
Really?
That's the fun part of bingo.
Get out of here. Boy, that's advanced bingo
yeah,
there.
It is advanced. So if you have any questions about it, 701-642-3616
All right.
is the information over at Terrace Lanes. Moving on to Friday, Farm City Supply. Have you ever been in there as of recently?
Oh, man. Have they done a great job remodeling
and
just
remodeling,
moving everything?
They moved everything. The cash registers are now placed differently. And, you know, you've known how it's set up for decades now, but they have revamped, and now they're going to have a reopening. It's at 10 a.m. Well, the 10 a.m. ribbon cutting for the Chamber of Commerce. We're going over there and ribbon cutting and opening up this new space ceremonially.
Okay. And so, that is on?
That is on Friday.
That is on Friday.
That is
okay.
on Friday at 10 a.m. And then I think that there's going to be big hoopla going on the entire day, but the ceremony to officially open it up is 10 a.m.
I love that.
Moving on to Saturday, there is a barn quilt painting workshop at the Breck Public Library. It's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You do need to register, and the QR code to register is on our events calendar.
Okay.
So you can certainly do that, or pop over to the Breck family or Breck Library to get more information. And then on Sunday, Wahpeton High School graduation is at 1 p.m.
Believe
so
that.
Congratulations to all the graduates. I know several of them. And we wish you the best of luck.
Just talking with Christy Sullivan over on the Breckenridge side. Last day for seniors is Friday, too. So
yeah,
she's talking about it. It's like, what happened here?
I know. I blinked and the year was over.
I know. Crazy. So, well, you have a great time at the Marketplace talking finance. I know you will.
I will.
That makes you very happy.
It does. It's one of my favorite
And next week we'll be talking more about Chalk Fest and the music festival and combining the two. Yeah. You're looking forward to that?
Oh, absolutely. It's such a fun event.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of time to build that up. But
well, the chamber has done that.
Yes, we're trying. Now you'll see a lot more on our social media feeds about ramping up the hype about it with the merging of the two festivals. And it's going to be so much fun.
And I got to get Sean McCann in here, too, with his group of artists.
Oh, yes.
And then get all the musicians in, too. It's going to be a crazy Chalk Fest this
year. It will
be. Looking forward to it. Yeah, Katie, thanks for stopping by. Have a great day and a great week. And we'll talk next Monday, 9:15 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.